It's been hard. And but God's been with me all the way.
Amen.
And you know, I kept asking him, why? Why'd you take her from me? And he said, she ran her race. Mm-hmm. She finished her course.
Yeah, right.
And she's done. Well, what about you?
Amen.
Don't you have a race to run?
Right.
Don't you have a course to finish? Don't you have people to talk to and see? And I said, yes, God, you're right. You know, he's been with me all the way.
Amen.
I cry out to him. He gives me strength.
Amen.
You know, this word, I cling on to it. I hang on to it. I try to make every service I can. Because I know that's where Brother Childers got his strength. You know, when he went through his wife's death, he was right here. And he was my example. And I love this word. And I just want to be what he wants me to be and do what he wants me to do.
Pastor Moore right there with Praise Him in Advance. Page 227, key of F.
I've had my share of ups and downs, times when there was no one around. God came and spoke these words to me. Praise will confuse the enemy. I've had my share of ups and downs, times when there was no one around. God came and spoke these words to me. Praise will confuse the enemy. So I started singing, I started clapping, I started dancing. People were laughing. They knew my problems, they knew my pain. But I knew God would take them. So I started singing. So I started singing. I started clapping. I started dancing. People were laughing. They knew my problems. They knew my pain. But I knew God would take them away. That's why I praise Him with my hands. That's why I praise Him with a dance. He's given me a second chance. Come on, let's praise Him in advance. That's why I praise Him with a song. When things are right and when they're wrong, He's given me a second chance. Come on, let's praise Him in advance. I've had my share
of ups and downs.
Times when no one.
Times when there was no one around.
But God came and spoke.
God came and spoke
these words to me. Praise will confuse the enemy. So I started singing.
I started clapping. I started dancing.
People were laughing.
They knew my problems.
They knew my pain. But I knew God would take them away. That's why I praise Him.
That's why I praise Him
with my hands. That's why I praise Him with a dance. He's given me a second chance. Come on, let's praise Him in advance. That's why I praise Him with a song. When things are right and when they're wrong, He's given me a second chance. Come on, let's praise Him in advance. That's why I praise Him with a song. When things are right and when they're wrong, He's given me a second chance. Come on, let's praise Him in advance. That's why I praise Him with a song. When things are right and when they're wrong, He's given me a second chance. Oh, He's given me a second chance. Yes, He's given me a second chance. Come on, let's praise Him in advance.
You know, there's a scripture that says if you walk in the light as He's in the light, then the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses you from all sin.
Amen.
And you have fellowship one with another.
Amen.
You know, and things have been tying together for me here lately.
Amen.
I don't know about you. But talking about the light and talking about, you know, when I look at Satan now, Satan's just darkness.
Yeah.
He's just the absence of light. He's no threat. He's not going to encroach in on the light. He can't.
No, he can't.
He can't. Light will dispel him every time. And I think about that song, you know, praise Him in advance. You know, He's given me a second chance. Yeah, if you walk back into the light, if you step back into the light,
right.
Yeah, He's right there. He'll meet
you
right there.
Right.
And I think, you know, every problem I've ever had or any time we go through a little something, we're kind of stepping away from the light a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You come back where the promise is, where He said He'd never leave you, never forsake you.
Yeah.
You know, He's right there.
Yeah.
But when you willfully step away from the light, He can't do anything. The Holy Spirit's got one job, quicken the word. You step away from the word, He's got nothing to work with.
Right.
You tie His hands. He can't do anything. He's not going to step out into darkness and pull you back. You step back into the light, you have fellowship with Him. You have the love of Jesus Christ in your life. You know, and I just thinking about all these things, how all this ties together. You know, even Brother Moore saying, got one thing, get to the house, get to the light, get where the light's at. You know, don't worry about Satan. Satan's only there if you step away from the light. You step back into the light, there is no Satan. There is no darkness, there is no shadow turning in him. And that just means everything to me.
Yes.
Means everything to me, because I have to put everything right in its perfect place.
Yes.
You know, and I thank God for it.
Amen.
You know, when I think about the Lord.
When I think about the Lord.
You know, like a couple weeks ago, I was sitting there at night. I've said it before. I'll say it again. I woke up and I thought, Lord, You haven't dealt with me. In the middle of the night here for a few nights, you know. And He kind of looked at me like, well, step into the light.
Yeah.
Start thinking about the word.
Amen.
You know, when I drive down the road, you know, by myself, a lot of times it's by yourself it's when you get quiet and get away from all the other
distractions
and things. And you got time to, you know, kind of put everything aside and think about it. And you go down the road, and even I get more if I start talking. If I start preaching to myself, I get more, you know, and I think, well, yeah, the spoken word. He's not in a thought anymore. He's in that spoken word.
Amen.
Even when you're by yourself. I'll sit there and start talking about some things. Before long, I'm giving myself revelation, feels like, you know. I'm sitting there thinking, wow. Yeah. So I enjoy this. I enjoy understanding how this works.
Amen.
You know, out in the church world, they're worried about Satan so much. Satan's going to get him. Satan's got one blow. That's not even to the bride.
Amen.
That's not even to me. I don't. All I've got to do is stay in the light,
amen.
You know. And for a son of God, you know, that's for.
Right.
You know, they hit and miss as far as getting in the light and getting out of the light and everything else. But for a son of God, all he's got to do is step right back into the light.
That's right.
And God will lead him. He'll have fellowship one with another. And it's a beautiful thing. I wish I could explain it more.
Amen.
But, you know, this means something to me.
Amen.
This puts Satan in his place.
Sure.
He's just darkness. He's just a shadow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's no threat to me.
No.
I'm the light.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's sing that. When I think about the Lord, that's what you want to sing.
That's where he'll be.
The lyrics is how he saved me, how he raised me.
Yes.
No, it's just, no, it's just up there.
Hallelujah.
That's good. That's good. The
key to you. When I think about the Lord, how he saved me, how he raised me, how he filled me with the Holy Ghost, how he's healed me to the uttermost. When I think about the Lord, how he's picked me up and he turned me around, how he's placed my feet on solid ground, it makes me wanna shout, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Lord, you're worthy of all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. When I think about the Lord, how he saved me, how he's raised me, how he's filled me with the Holy Ghost, how he's healed me to the uttermost. When I think about the Lord, how he's picked me up and he's turned me around, how he's placed my feet on solid ground, it makes me wanna shout, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Lord, you're worthy of all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. It makes me wanna shout, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Lord, you're worthy of all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. When I think about the Lord, when I think about the Lord, how he saved me,
how he saved me,
how he raised me,
how he's raised me,
how he's filled me,
how he's filled me with the Holy Ghost,
how he's healed me,
how he's healed me to the uttermost.
When I think about the Lord, how he's picked me up,
how he's picked me up and turned me around,
how he's placed my feet on solid ground, it makes me wanna shout, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Lord, you're worthy of all glory and all the honor and all the praise. It makes me wanna shout, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Lord, you're worthy of all the glory and all the honor and all the praise.
When I think about the Lord, let's sing that again.
when I think about the Lord.
Yes, he saved me.
How he saved me. How he's raised me. How he's filled me with the Holy Ghost. How he's healed me to the uttermost. When I think about the Lord, how he's picked me up and he's turned me around, how he's placed my feet on solid ground, it makes me want to shout.
Brother Warren and Sister Don have a selection they want to play for us. Hey man, you can be seated.
I trust that this is a blessing for you all. I'm really nervous right now.
Man,
Brother Jay, I know you and the ministers are all getting nervous before service.
Sure.
Man, I'm really feeling pressure and I am nervous.
There you go.
Lord help me.
Praise him. That was beautiful, Brother Warren.
Absolutely
beautiful. That, your eyes are not deceiving you.
Amen.
They're not playing tricks on you. That is him. God bless you, Brother Don Parnell. Come on up and say something.
Amen. Amen.
We've been praying for this man.
Yeah, we've been praying for you.
Amen.
Where are you going to go?
Amen. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Amen. I wanted to come by and say thank you. You know, it wasn't very many months ago I was wondering when my last breath was going to be. I went through colon cancer, got out from under it, and it was the fifth year. And the last visit, they done an MRI, and they had a cake for me, you know, to cancer-free. And the doctor came in, and he said, sat down next to me, and he patted me on the knee, and he started crying. He said, I've been with you 5 years, and I got some bad news. He said, you got bile duct cancer, liver cancer. He said, it's aggressive. If you don't do anything, you've got about 6 months to live. So that kind of wakes you up. Yeah. And Brother Moore had been there for the colon cancer. I will say this. There's one guy that just kept showing up. And he kept telling me, I got my eye on you, and you're going to be okay.
Amen. Amen.
And it meant a lot to me, Brother Moore. Meant very much. You and Brother James, Brother Jeremiah, those that came, it really meant a lot. Thank you for it. I went into the liver doctor. They sent me to a specialist in Cincinnati, and she said, she started telling me about it. They had a grief counselor in there, and I knew, they didn't say it's who it was, but I knew it's who it was because, you know, bile duct cancer and liver cancer, you just don't come out from under it very often. And she was talking to me about it. My son Joe was there, and she said, this is a very dangerous operation. I said, yeah, I know. And Brother Dwayne, she jumped up and got about this close to me, right in my face, and she said, are you hearing me? Men over 60 die from bleeding out on the table. Well, I'm 68, 69, so, okay. I said, yes, ma'am, I hear you now. And so Joe and I got out from there, and we prayed, and Joe said, Dad, I can't lose you. And I said, well, I can't go. If you can't lose me, I can't go. So we trusted the Lord. Brother Moore came by again before the operation, and he and Jeremiah, I believe it was, then James and Brother Moore and different ones came by while I was in the hospital a couple of times. And I told my wife, Sister Patty, she would be here tonight, but she's just a little bit sore in the back and having some trouble there. But she told me, she said, you know what? I said, yeah, I know what. Brother Moore loves me. And so we made it through it. I went through the operation. I went back for pneumonia twice more, 3-day visits. Then I went back because I had turned septic infection for another 3-day visit, and finally things started turning around, and the Lord blessed me. I remember I was in the hospital, give this little testimony, and they just had let me out of intensive care, my first night in a down step, I guess they call it, in your own room. And so the two ladies, one was an elderly lady, black, and one was a young lady, black. They came in, and So they were setting me up, and they said, we know how the intensive care is, the IC unit. They bug you to death every hour. They're in there doing something. So we're not going to do that to you tonight. And they said, we're just going to turn the mic on in your room, and if you need anything, you just speak up, and we're not going to come in and bother you. They sent me some water and things. And so I just started singing. I forgot about the mic being on, and I was laying there, and I was singing songs, and I was singing, you know, There's Power in the Name of Jesus, and I sang four or five different songs, and I got on the one. I remember Sister Allison singing a lot, and I started singing it. It was, in times like these, you need a Savior. In times like these, you need an anchor. And I was singing it, and Brother Moore, the two of them, they came through the door, and they said, where are they at? And I said, they who? They said, we heard a bunch of people singing. And I said, oh, well, they're here. But I said, there's a little veil between us and them. So the elderly lady, she done a little bit of shouting. And the young one was just kind of watching, like, what's going on? But it was a real blessing. And I got out, I got home. Took a long time to feel like I was going to make it. Every night I'd tell my wife, kiss me and tell me you love me, because it might be the last time. And I really meant it. I felt that way. But it just kept building and building and much better. And Brother Moore kept coming by and kept praying for me and saying, you're going to be all right. And different ones did. Brother Larry Allen, he came by at least twice a week. Brother Moore told me, you are all praying, and I want to thank you for that. I want to thank you for it more than anything that I could ever express with my language. It means everything to me, and I want to thank you. Love, bless you. And, I'll say this, and then I'll sit down. I told my wife, I said, Patty, I said, you know, Brother Baker told me one time, he said, Brother Don, don't you ever be a pastor. the time I was pastor, and I heard that every day. I could hear it every day. Brother Don, don't you try to be a pastor. And every day it was a burden for me. I know when a real pastor is called, it's a joy to him. So I've got out from under that. I'm serving the Lord with all my heart.
Amen.
And you're a part of me, and I'm a part of you.
Amen.
And I have no animosity, no hard feelings. All I have is love for you, and I really mean that. And if I harmed any one of you, hurt you in any way, please forgive me.
Amen.
That's what James said to do. When you do something, confess your fault. Love one another, and that's the way the sick are healed. So, thank you for everything. Love bless you.
Amen.
Beautiful. Amen. That's beautiful. Appreciate you. Good to see you up and around.
Amen.
A couple announcements real quick. Tomorrow we're going to have musicians practice with the young people. We'll be here at the church at 7. And then this Saturday is the breakfast for the sisters at the main house. Brunch. The main house. Sorry. The brunch at the main house. So we'll be doing that. And then remember Pastor Morris, he travels. So we'll be going to Little Bethlehem. Saturday at 10 for the sisters. Saturday at 10 for the sisters. And then Sunday at 11. That's where the Sunday is when you go down at 11. So that's what that is for Sunday. So. Just remember that going on. I wanted to find the song. It's Lead Me, Lord, and I Will Follow. Lead Me, Lord, and I Will Go. Let me tell you the page number. I'm sorry. Page. I had it. Skylar, you messed me up.
195.
Thank you. Thank you,
sirs. Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
I will follow. Lead me, Lord, and I will go. You have called me. I have answered. Lead me, Lord, and I will go. Lead me, Lord, and I will follow. Lead me, Lord, and I will go. You have called me, I will answer, lead me, Lord, and I will go. Lead me, Lord, and I will follow. Lead me, Lord, and I will go.
You have called me, I will answer. Lead me, Lord, and I will go. Sing it again. Lead me, Lord, and I will follow. Lead me, Lord, and I will go. You have called me, I will answer. Lead me, Lord, and I will go. One more time. Thank you. Thank you for your leadership, Lord. Lord, it's the desire of the bride to follow you, to do your will. Brother Branham said, the bride will have thus saith the Lord, or shall keep still. So, Lord, have your way as you have always done. Have your way with the rest of this service. Preach to us, talk to us. Lord, I'm a man, I can open these pages, but it takes God to preach a sermon that we need. Have your way. Thank you for letting Brother Parnell stop by. Lord, continue to touch him and his family, Lord. And Lord, there's others in the body that needs a touch. Some eyes need open, Lord. Some body parts need touch. Lord, you know what those are. That's the devil's in the details. All I know is he said, by your stripes we're healed. And I'm standing on that. I'm standing on the fact that you've already paid the price, that you already paid with stripes. You've already blood on our behalf. Touch this bride, Lord. Have your way at the rest of the service. Thank you. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and ask. Amen. You may be seated. Good to see everybody this evening. And good to see you, Brother Parnell. Glad you're doing better. Lord can still heal. We do believe that. And enjoyed the song service and the testimonies. The Lord's worthy of our praise. I can never worship him enough and do enough for him. I think it's Sister Judy's statement that I can never outgive God. And sometimes I think, as I get older, you got so many things you worry about in the natural side of life, but when you really think about it, I ain't got nothing
else to do but serve God. Amen. That's what my real job is. Amen. And that's really what I want to do. That's my real desire. Amen. I live in this world, and because I live in this world, I go make an earning, and I feed my family, and I support the church and do the things that we all do. I have to do that. But my real job is serving God, and that's what I want to do more than anything. Amen. Not my will, but thine be done. Sometimes it's good, you know, I think about Brother Moore, he said it before, and Brother Bram said, Paul said it, you know, work your own salvation out with fear and trembling, you know. You do a self-check every once in a while. It's good for you, right? You know, you take your car in every once in a while, get it maintenance, so to speak. And I don't mean that like we are lacking something. We know that we're perfect in that soul realm. But I'm just talking about it like, Lord, I still love you. I do the word test. I still believe the word. There ain't, you can't preach it too hard. You can't. Now I'm human. I'd prefer you to pat me on the back. But you can't rebuke me hard enough that I will not amen the word. I'm not here to play church. I was thinking about this week. Because I want to build right. And I don't say that like as a man with intellectualism, I'm trying to build and work myself. I'm talking about I'm taking the word of God and applying it to my life. I'm not trying to pick what I like and leave what I don't like. I have said, give me the book. I didn't say just give me the book of Revelation. I didn't say just give me the book of Psalms where it says if I make my bed in hell. No, I said give me the book where it says Paul prisoner. And give me a book where no matter what it says, because I believe the word of God. I've been doing that since I've got my new birth. There has not been a thing that God has preached here that I have not been able to say amen to. And that means something to me. Because you can live long enough, and you live long enough, and I've seen people do it. They lose patience with God. They don't know how to wait on him. So they got to make up some more word or something different. But not me. I was just thinking about myself this week. I just talking about myself. I still believe the word I believed 20 years ago. I still have the same revelation I had 10 years ago. I don't teach it any different or believe it any different or preach it any different than I did 10 years ago. Do I have more information on the revelation? Sure I do. Yeah. Is it brighter to me? Sure it is. Yeah. But I'm here to tell you I believe in the grace of God like I always have. Yeah. I believe in living for him and serving him like I always have. Yeah. I believe in rebuking and taking rebukes like I always have. Yeah. I believe when I fall short and can't even live up to it, the word's still right and I'm wrong. Yeah. I haven't changed a thing about that. Yeah. I don't make an excuse for myself. I still believe you should get to church every opportunity you can. Yeah. I still believe you should get here on time. Yeah. I still believe a man should dress right. I still believe a woman should dress right. I still believe a woman shouldn't cut her hair. I still believe a man should cut his hair. I still believe in every bit of that. I also believe that if a woman does cut her hair, it doesn't mean she's going to hell. I still believe if a man does wear shorts, it doesn't mean he's going to hell. I believe the entire word of God, and I want every bit of it. It's what's made me who I am. It's what's kept me. It's what's guided me. It's what's directed me. And then that inside teacher's taking that word of God and quickened it to me, and it became one with me. And what you see today is a years and years of listening to the word of God and eating the word of God. If you know what you're looking at tonight, you're looking at somebody that's the Word made flesh. Somebody that's eaten on the unfailing body word of the Son of Man. That's what I am, what I eat. If you know what you're looking for, you'll see God with every heartbeat. Oh, if on one side of this coin, I could tell you, my flesh don't even run from God. My flesh lusts against the Spirit. There's a side I can say that. But I'm here to tell you, if you got to work yourself into this thing and try to make yourself do this all the time, something's wrong. You're eating something different. Because what I eat now has become one with me, and I have a crave for it. I want to get to the house of God. I want to be here to hear him talk to me. I ain't trying to make excuses. Well, I'll get there when I can. I'm not even going to tell you what my week is, but I'm going to tell you my week is pretty hard. I can complain.
I'm tired. I'm stressed. I ain't going to dwell on too much. Work ain't fun right now. But you know what? I could have used that as an excuse. But there's something about me, Brother Moore, that the best place I could get to tonight was the house of God. Forget about sleep. Forget about relaxation. You let me get on this anointing, and I'll relax more than you ever know what relax is like. I'll get in such a dimension, I won't even think about those things. See, in the first 5 minutes I talked about work, give me about five more minutes. Just give me a little bit longer. And we won't be talking about work. We'll be talking about changing these bodies and getting out of here. I'm not here to play church. Paul said, watch how you build. I want to build right. I want the word. I want word upon word. I don't want to compromise. Oh, it don't matter what you do. It does matter what you do. It matters that you serve God. It matters that you come to church. You say, well, you're just going legalist. I'm not even going to explain myself to you. Because I don't have to. I'm so unlegalist. You're the legalist one. You're the one that's stuck on it. You're the one that's hearing what I'm saying, and you're afraid you're going to hell. And you're interpreting it. Me, I'm going to tell you, stop playing church. And I can preach it out hard. And even hit myself. And rebuke myself. But on the other side, I know who I am. I know I come from God. I know I'm going back to God. I don't care how many times I fall on my face. You can't stop me from getting back to God. But I still don't believe in playing church. Just because I'm guilty of playing church, maybe, doesn't mean I believe in playing church. I still believe in taking God serious. I still believe in God being first place. The Bible still says, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, and all these other things will be added to you. You want some good friends? Seek ye first. You want to get along with people? Seek ye first. You want some money? Seek ye first. And I'm not telling you all these things that have to be promised to you. I'm just telling you what the scripture says. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, and then all these other things will be added to you. You want money before you serve God. That ain't how it works. You want peace before you put Him first. That ain't how it works. You want rest before you put Him first. That ain't how it works. Now, you might get some of those things on your own doing. And the way that you work them up, that won't last. You want a spouse. But God sometimes might be saying, are you going to serve me first? I need to get off of this, guy. I need to get back to the notes. But I just, what's coming in my mind is just what I've been taught. See, you know why, Brother Childers, and I'm going to say, well, you know why Jeremiah can preach without notes? Because I've been eating the word for a long time. You know what just came through my mind is this something Brother Moore said. You need to get established on yourself first before you worry about getting a spouse. You're too shaky. In and out. You can't lead nobody. You can't even hardly lead yourself. You don't even know how to feed yourself, dress yourself, take care of yourself, pay bills. So why would I want you to take somebody else underneath your roof? You need to get yourself established first. Seek ye first. Yes. You know what God will do sometimes? I'm going to see if I'm first. I ain't going to give you that spouse quite yet. But I'm going to see if you're going to stick with me. I'm going to test you a little bit. I'm going to see if the only reason why you're coming to church is so you can get a spouse. Because that ain't the reason to come to church. I'm going to see if the only reason why you're coming to church is to have a peaceful home. That's not really the reason to come to church. You're going to come to church because you got your own personal relationship with Jesus Christ and you want that word of God every day in your life. Seek ye first and all these other things will take care of itself. I do want a good marriage. Now, I ain't saying that's a wrong desire. I want a good marriage. But you know what's helped me have that? The word, seek ye first. Putting God first. Saying, I want what the word wants. I want the kind of spouse the word wants me to have. Because you might not even know what you're looking for. See, it's easier. You know, I got to remember what it was like to be 16, 17, 20, 21, 22.
I got to remember. No, I'm serious about that because it's easier to say this at 43.
Right, amen.
I'm much down the road.
That's right.
When I was 23, 22, 21, I wanted a spouse just like everybody else. Amen. That desire is natural.
Yeah.
And it has its place.
Yeah.
So let me get that straight for you. But you know what I did? I put the word first. And I'm here to tell you tonight, I got a wonderful wife and a wonderful marriage. I got a wife that loves the Word of God like I love the Word of God. That wants to come to church like I want to come to church. That no matter how hard it gets, and I don't even like to use the word hard, how straight it gets. She's amen in the Word just like I am amen in the Word. She and I have had some conversations this week that aren't what I call just the easy, calm conversations. They're ones that just make us talk a little bit.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm a believer. She's a believer. You know what we're both doing? That's nothing but the truth.
Amen.
Whether I like everything about it, my flesh is still the Word.
Amen.
And that's what I want to be.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And the reason why I got that is because I put God first.
Amen.
And the reason why she got it, she put God first.
Yeah.
So you got to realize, she put God first, I put God first. It wasn't even really enough just for me to put God first. I needed her to put God first.
Yeah.
I need her to say, Jeremiah, whether you don't come to church or not, I'm going to church.
Yeah.
Whether you preach or not, I'm going to testify.
Yeah.
That's the kind of wife I wanted.
Amen.
That's why I can trust her to raise my kids.
Amen.
That's why I can trust her at home when I'm away.
Amen.
That's why she's got my mind in such a way I don't worry too much what she's going to go do with my money or whatever.
Amen.
It's her money. As far as I'm concerned, because we're one and we've been taught right and we've both eaten the Word of God.
Amen.
I'll tell you the other side of it. As Brother Church sometimes says, you can act like your marriage is so perfect you don't help the body. Do we every once in a while have disagreements? Yeah. Does she do some things that I don't like sometimes? Yeah. And I never do anything she doesn't like. We know that's not right. I just let you know, it doesn't mean I wake up every morning with my breath smelling good. I'll use that as the analogy. But regardless of those things, what gets us through those things is we put the Word in front of us. And that's what keeps us. And then because we both have the Holy Spirit in it, it takes that Word, it quickens it to us, it becomes one with us, we apply it to our lives. And then what we try to do is, like Brother Moore was saying Sunday, we try to apply it to our kids' lives. Just like many of you have. I believe what Brother Moore said. You guys raised them right. Because I'm gonna just be blunt with you. I've watched every one of you. You know why I watched every one of you? I was young when you had kids. And I'm the type of person who likes to learn. I want to watch. Does this work? Does that not work? What works? I've watched every one of you. And I've told I've told you guys this before. You're the best parent when you don't have kids. You think you know everything. You think you can, you tonight that don't have kids, I'm not trying to be mean to you. You actually, in your mind, are convinced you could tell Brother Dustin how to raise kids. I know. Because I've been there. You thought you could tell Brother Moore how to raise kids. And I'm going to tell you, you got a good foundation here, how to get started. But realize you don't know how to raise kids yet. You need to eat this Word. Take this Word in. Take this grace in. Put the God first. On and on and on.
Amen.
But I was just talking to myself this week. Because I don't know, I heard Brother Moore say Sunday. Some of y'all, this is what he said, so I was in the audience, so he's talking to me too. Because I don't want you to just think I'm telling y'all. Some of y'all ain't building your house with what I'm telling you. That's what he said. That's straight talk. It's truthful talk. It's a straight talk. So I said, Jeremiah, are you building your house? See, I'm just going to preach like this tonight. Because I was thinking, there's many houses we could be talking about. And I'm going to start right here. As for me, in my house, me, I'm not even bringing Elise and my kids in yet. I'm talking right here. Do you believe what Brother Moore preaches? Yes, I do.
Amen.
Are you trying to take that Word and apply it to your life? Yes, I am.
Amen.
Is there a part of it you don't want and you want to get rid of? No, there's not.
Amen.
I'm talking from my soul rim here.
Amen.
My flesh may not like everything that gets said, but I tell you, the greater is He that's in me.
Amen.
See, I only tell you about the flesh because I don't want the devil to be able to condemn you. Because the flesh is there and he'll talk to you. But a real believer, there's something on the inside of you. If I ask you if you believe what Brother Moore preached on Sunday, you just say amen. Yes, I do. But I want to serve God. Because I know right here. Because I'll just tell you how I studied. I was foreknown by God. He saw me. Before the foundation of the world.
Amen.
He saw that I would amen his word.
Yes.
That I would choose to serve him.
Amen.
Thus he predestinated me.
Yes.
To the very age I'm living in.
Yes.
He gave me a little piece of himself.
Yes.
Oh, and he does not mess up, people. God builds things right. I believe I'm built right.
Amen.
I believe with all my heart I'm right where I'm supposed to be this evening.
Yes.
I am fearfully and wonderfully made.
Amen.
Brother Branham said in one of the quotes this week, he said, do you realize your life is pre-planned here?
Yeah.
What he was trying to say, God's already saw you show up, saw what you would do.
Amen.
And he predestinated you for this age, and you're going to fulfill your very purpose.
Yes. Amen.
You have a purpose in your life. And the Bible says, and Brother Branham says, nobody can take your place.
Amen.
Gonna start right here at this house. Nobody can take my place.
No.
I got a job to do. I got a job to do in my house here. I got a job to do in my home with my husband and wife. I got a job to do at this church. I got a job. I'm playing for that bride up there. For that house. And nobody can take my place.
Amen.
Paul said that we are members in particular in 1 Corinthians 12 chapter. That's why your eyes are going to start. He said, you can't say you don't need the ears or need the eyes or need the hands. You need it all. And each member is picked in particular. Well, I'm going to apply that to myself. And Brother Bram said, I got a good quote. He said, if you've been called by on a purpose by God, there is nothing that's going to stop it from happening. Oh, think about that, people. Now, I'm talking to believers. Because those are the called. Because who he foreknew, he predestinated. And who he predestinated, he called. And who he called, he glorified. So I'm talking to the called tonight. If God has called you, you can look at the devil and say, I ain't going to fail. God's already seen me make it to the end. I'm going to keep believing God. I'm going to keep serving God. He's going to help me along the way. He'll raise up a fish if he needs to. He'll bring somebody by my way if he needs to. But I'm going to get this job done because I was called for this very purpose. Made for this job. Made for this hour. I believe the word of God. Now you say, where does it come to build the house right? Well, like Brother Cho said, like Brother Moore's been teaching us, it's all God. And then on the other hand, don't make it all God. Turn around.
Yeah.
You got a part to play.
Amen.
You got to choose to come to church.
Amen.
You got to choose to come in here and hear the word of God. Because
yeah.
You know what that does? That helps you grow. Because
yeah.
Faith cometh by hearing.
Yes.
And how can you hear except to be preached?
Yes.
You know what's going to help you get your job done? Because what I don't want you to think is, well, you're never going to fail. That's 100% true. But why God says you're never going to fail is he knows what it takes to get from here to here.
That's right.
And he's going to preach to you.
Amen.
He's going to send things along your way and help you.
Yeah.
And he's expecting you to say, amen.
That's right.
Yeah, I want to do that.
Amen.
Yeah, I want to do that.
Yeah.
You're choosing to serve him. But by his foreknowledge, you're walking by the word.
Amen.
But by his foreknowledge, he saw everything you would choose.
That's right.
And even if you're going to make a bad decision, he's so great.
Yes, he is.
Well, I'm going to have a fish right here waiting on you.
Amen.
And I'm going to get you right back.
Yeah.
But you need to build your house right.
Amen.
You got to eat the word.
Amen.
That's how you do it.
Amen.
That's how you walk. That's how you live. That's how you're going to fulfill your purpose, is getting your word for your day and hour and manifesting that.
Amen.
Amen.
But this house right here, you got to think of it for yourself. Pre-planned by God, predestinated by God, foreknown by God, called for a purpose, and we're not going to fail.
Amen.
You must be born again.
Amen.
That's the start.
Amen.
You know, Lisa was telling something the other day, and I thought, man, that is true. I hadn't been thinking about it because I've been baptized. I said,
said, you know, Brother Moore's been saying you must be baptized. Repent, be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Because I've done that sometimes. I just walk out of here and say, well, I've done that. But she said, somebody must need to be baptized. I thought, you know, you're right. And you know what? We know that if God needs to, like the one man on the cross that never got baptized, God can get you to heaven. It was the people in one of the chapters in Acts that got the new birth and then got baptized. It can happen, people. But you know what the normal way is? Acts 2 and 38. If you don't start building right from the beginning, the foundation, you ain't going to get a strong house. You might as well just give in.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Just go ahead and die to your thinking.
Yeah.
Die to worrying about what somebody's going to think.
Yeah.
I'm too old to be baptized. I'm too young to be baptized. I've already been baptized once. If God's talking to you about being baptized, just give in.
Yeah.
See, that's another thing God said Sunday, right? We fight. I'm guilty. I think Brother Moore talking to me. God been talking to me, and I'm like, ugh. And you know what? You better just go ahead and fall in his arms.
Yeah.
Just go ahead and take that step.
Yeah.
Go ahead and step forward. Go ahead and start building right from the very beginning. Because you're talking about this house right here. You're talking about your own and individual walk with God.
Yeah.
It's between you and him.
Yeah.
I'm not even trying to step in and say what's going to get you to heaven or not. That's between you and God.
That's right.
And now it takes Jesus Christ. It takes a new birth. I know that.
Right.
I'm just saying, you might not live like me. You might not walk everywhere I walk. That's between you and God.
Amen.
But all I know is you need to have that personal relationship with God.
Amen.
Just go ahead and step right into it. Start with the house right here. Build that house right. And you will never fail.
Amen.
Because God is the perfect builder.
Yes.
He builds everything right.
Amen.
He's never failed in one spot.
Amen.
Never. I think about Noah's Ark quite a bit sometimes. Because you read that thing, if you read a scripture in Genesis about that, that thing's like a simple thing. This many cubits. Seems like it's an easy building, but people would have laughed at it. And I like what you said. We go down and they see that replica of it. They ain't got that really right. They got their own interpretation on it. But God built that ark so perfect. And no matter how much the rain came, I don't care how simple it seems, how he built it. And what he built it out of. Because science today, if they knew a storm like that was coming, wouldn't have built the ark like that. I know they wouldn't. They got these bomb shelters. They don't even know what God... the problem with science is, one, they're science. They're anti-God. But I think sometimes they fail to realize the earth is off its axis. And they say they know that. But they don't know how everything works. I think that was one of the biggest curveballs that science has ever seen.
Oh, yeah.
It just threw everything out of whack. I think it's why they think they can age things and say things are older and it's way off cater. Because the earth ain't the same place it used to be.
Right.
But the point being is God was so perfect in building that ark.
Yeah.
He didn't mess up once that ark got Noah over that flood and to the other side.
Amen.
God has never built anything wrong. That's why he told Peter, upon this rock I'll build my church.
Amen.
And people thought it was upon Peter, and God's smarter than to build it upon a man.
Amen.
Peter denied Christ 3 times.
Amen.
Oh, we're still watching The Chosen, and don't get me wrong, it's got some role in it. But I actually enjoy it because I can just picture it. They got Peter up there as the leader of all the disciples. They think Peter's so great. So you can tell there's some Catholicism in this. And I'm thinking, I don't know what they're going to do when he denies him 3 times. Because
yeah.
It's coming. Because
yeah.
No matter how good he looks right now,
yeah,
and how fast he's working, how great he looks, and how he looks like he's controlled them all,
right.
He's going to deny Christ 3 times.
Yeah.
God knew he couldn't build on that.
Right.
He knew he had to build on the rock of revelation.
Yeah. Amen.
God builds things right.
Yes,
He builds in your own individual life, right.
Amen.
He knows everything you need. He knows when you need to hear it. He knows when to give it to you. He doesn't overload you. He doesn't underload you. God gives you everything you need right on time because he knows what you need to fulfill your purpose. And right here with your own individual walk with God, that's what your desire is. Give me that word because that's what I'm building with. And you know what? A believer will do it every time. I don't even want to necessarily scare you like you can't do it. If you're a believer, you're going to do it. You're just going to amen the word. Because you've had a nature change. He already saw you finish it. That's the thing I always remind the devil. God's already seen me finish this thing. I don't care how tough it seems.
God's already seen me finish this thing. Amen. I don't care how low it felt like I got. God's already seen me finish this thing. Why? Because God is a perfect master builder, and he's not made a mistake. He said he'd never let something come up on me that I couldn't handle.
Amen.
And so I'm right where I need to be.
Amen.
Fearfully and wonderfully made.
Yes,
then I thought about my house at home. Uh-huh. Me and my wife. Then my kids. As for me and my house,
amen,
we're going to serve God.
Amen.
We want God in that house.
Right.
We want his word in that house.
Amen.
When it comes to Wednesday nights, right here.
Amen.
You know, I was laughing because, you know, every kid has personality. One of my daughters, she's not really time-oriented. But she could tell you when we're going to leave the church. But after all these years, she could say, when does church start again on Wednesday night? She'll know because she saw us put God first.
Right.
We're going to church on Wednesday.
Right.
And when they say get to the car, get to the car.
Yeah.
And they say, what time does church start? But I just kind of laughed that. I'm just glad she knows it's time to go to church.
Yeah.
That means we've done something right.
Amen.
She knows it's Wednesday.
Yeah.
She knows it's church day.
Yeah.
She knows that's what we're doing that night.
Amen.
My kids, they don't really even ask me anymore. Do they have to go? They know we're going. And I'm not trying to act like I'm a goody two-shoes. I'm just talking about building our house right. I'm just trying to connect with what Brother Moore preached on Sunday. There's a way to build your house.
Amen.
And Paul warned us, watch what you add to your house.
Right.
You want to build upon the Word of God.
Amen.
The best thing you can do to your church house is what Brother Moore's prescription is. Get them to the house of God.
Amen.
Because one day my kids get their own new birth. You know how they're going to get it? Off the Word of God. They're going to get it by hearing the Word of God. Same way I got mine. That means they're going to, right at that point, they're going to really start serving God.
Amen.
For their self.
Amen.
So I got to get them here. That's how I'm going to raise this house. And I try to apply the Word to my home the best I know how.
Amen.
I try to take the Word and apply it.
Amen.
But you know what I've learned? No house in here is the same. We're not going to do everything exactly the same. You're going to allow some things I don't. I'm going to allow some things you don't. But I know this for a fact. I got a desire that says I want to serve God.
Amen.
I promise you, even when you think you see something that's a fault, I'm doing my best.
Amen.
To apply the Word of God.
Amen.
In my house.
Amen.
That's why I say when I wasn't a parent, I thought I knew better. Trust me. I am doing my best.
Yeah.
I love God.
Yeah.
I'm hearing the Word. I'm trying to apply it to my home.
Amen.
I'm trying to get them to through school. I'm trying to get them to respect people.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get them to put God first in their life.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get them to sing at church.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get them to raise their hand at church.
Right.
I'm trying to get them to help clean at the church.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get them involved with the church.
Right.
I'm trying to get them to see that they're best friends at the church.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get them to realize they're different than the world.
Oh.
Don't try to fit it out there. Fit it in here.
Amen.
I'm trying to do all these things the best way I can, because that's what the Word of God taught me.
Amen.
And I want to build that house right.
Amen.
And you know what? I know. I'll just say, you don't have to say it. There's some decisions I made that didn't work out as well as I wanted. I'll just tell you that. There's some things I've had to say, that didn't work right. Let me put reverse on and try this. I've had to repent. But at the same time, you know what? I've made a lot of the good decisions. Where are we tonight?
Yeah.
We're here.
Yeah.
That right there shows you I've made a lot of good decisions.
Yeah.
We're here.
Yeah.
I try to get them to the activities the best I can.
Right.
Try to get them involved.
Yeah.
My own little conviction, because I call it that because we don't put rules on each other. We're getting into sports folly, but you know, I've already pronounced in my house, sports ain't going to get in the way. God. I ain't got professional athletes. Let's just put it that way. Let's say it. I don't got professional athletes. I got people that's good to be healthy. I got it's good to be part of a team. I got it's good to learn how to win and lose. I got it's good to have some fall downs and get back ups. But I ain't got professional athletes that it's so important that I'm going to miss church. And even if I had a professional athlete, it ain't that important. We're going to still be at church. I just believe it that way. You got to put God first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Build that house right.
Right.
Now guess what? I'm going to keep saying it. I've made some good decisions. I've made some not so good decisions. But every one I've had to make, I've always tried to say, Lord, what do you want? What do you want?
Right.
Why? Because I'm trying to build this house.
Amen.
On a firm foundation. It started with us getting new births and believing in God.
Amen.
Getting married in God.
having kids in God and trying to raise them in God.
Amen.
I'm doing my best.
Amen.
And I don't mean that like, sometimes you say I'm doing my best and try to be making an excuse for yourself. Don't judge me, I'm doing my best. No, I'm doing my best and preaching myself to do better.
Yeah.
I can do better.
Amen.
I'm just trying to remind what I believe, because I thought what Brother Moore said, because I remember watching you. You all loved your kids. You all raised your kids in church. You had them here Sunday. You had them here Wednesday. You put God first. They got a little older and chose to walk away. But I watched you all. And you know it better than me. That was your house. But I'm just saying from a distance, I watched you all do that. You loved them. And now that I'm a parent, I know what that means a little bit now. You were doing the best you could to raise your kids in the house of God. To get them through life so that they would one day have their own personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's the kind of house I want.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave it at that. But I want to build my house right.
Yeah.
And you know what God is? The perfect builder.
Because
every time I say I want to build my house right, I need God to help me do that. I need His word. I need His preaching. I need His teaching. You want to know how to get a good house? Come in here and hear the word.
Right.
And apply it to your life.
Amen.
Watch your elders who applied the word. Ask your elders to apply the word. But it's that word of God that's going to teach you these things.
Amen.
And grow you up the right way.
Amen.
And make you withstand the devil.
That's right.
You know what? There's going to be some things happen in that house. Sometimes are pretty rough, maybe. Scare you. But you know what? If you got that word, that tie that binds, it'll get you through.
Amen.
That's why it's so important. To get the word of God.
Amen.
And build your house right.
Amen.
Now, I'm part of this church. I think about that house, Brother Warren. I'm part of this body right here. And I got a part to play. And nobody can take my place. And you know, we, in our carnal understanding, esteem one higher than the other in the sense that we think this is a greater office, but Paul said the least comely parts are the most important. We've talked about it before. You take away a couple of these toes.
Yeah. Right.
I wouldn't walk right, stand up straight. I wouldn't be able to balance right.
Right.
I'd be having to help myself balance with just missing one toe.
Amen.
We need everybody in this body.
Amen.
And everybody needs to do their part.
Right.
If you're a preacher, preach. If you're a singer, sing.
Right.
If you're a worshiper, worship. If you're a church cleaner, church clean.
Amen.
If you're a grass cutter, grass cut.
Amen.
If you're a tithe payer, tithe pay.
Amen.
If you're a prayer, pray.
Amen.
If you're a faster, fast.
Amen.
If you have a way to pray through God and that gifts in your life, that you get miracles expressed through your prayer, pray for me.
Amen.
I need every part of the body.
Amen.
I got a quote up here, Brother Bram was saying that we're all unique. He said, some of us pray through, some of us fast, some of us do this, some of us do that. Just do your part.
Amen.
And I laughed at Brother Bram. He said, wouldn't we all like to be Billy Graham? Brother Bram wanted to be Billy Graham. And he said, why can't I be like Billy Graham? And he said, but God tells me I can't take his place, but neither can he take mine.
Amen.
He says, I don't care how big and popular or famous they are. Nobody can take your place.
Amen.
In this body.
Amen.
You got a job to do. Don't let the devil walk you out of here. I need you.
Yeah.
And if you're part of this body, you'll stick around.
Right,
but I need every part.
Amen.
I need somebody to lead songs. I need somebody to open the doors.
Yeah.
I need somebody to smile when I'm walking
yeah.
through. I need somebody to amen. It wouldn't be fun preaching if you didn't amen.
Yeah.
I want an amen every once in a while.
Yeah.
I need somebody to get excited. It turns me on.
Yeah.
It means it's working all right.
Amen.
You wouldn't need me to preach it. I need you to amen.
That's right.
You wouldn't need a preacher if there's nobody to listen. I want some drums, I want some bass playing, I want some music playing, I want somebody to help me worship God.
Yeah.
We need each other,
yeah.
and we got to build this house right, and we have. Brother Moore and Brother Jones built this house right.
Yeah.
We got a strong church.
Yeah.
We got men that lead, we got women that follow, we got women that lead, we got children that follow.
Yeah.
We got strong words, we got elders that will stand up, we got people that will show up on time, get things done. Make it where Brother Moore don't even have to worry about some things.
Yeah.
That's what kind of body we got here. We're blessed.
Amen.
So I ain't preaching this like we ain't got it. We got it. But it's built right.
Yeah.
It's built upon the word.
Yeah.
This church has never compromised one place on the word of God.
Amen.
Brother Morris came in here. He's still rebuking when he needs rebuke. He ain't stopped. He's still preaching the rapture like we need the rapture. He's still preaching that you need to be born again. He's still preaching you need to be baptized. He's still preaching you need to dress right. He's still preaching you need to take God serious. He's still preaching that you need to get to the house of God. He's still preaching that don't worry about too many things. You only got one thing on your plate. He's still preaching that you're going to go in a rapture and unite with the sleeping saints and then go meet him in the air.
Amen.
He ain't got it backwards. He ain't twisted it up. We've been holding on and building this house right for many, many years, Brother Deskins. We ain't changed. We ain't compromised. The word has stood here the entire time. No matter how much it hurt or and rebuked, the word's still been here. If you want a word, church, this is one. There might be more, but I'm going to tell you, you got one here. This is a church, James, and you know quite well, it'll get right to you, right in front of your face, and talk to you and rebuke you right in front of everybody else.
Yeah. That's right.
And I don't say it like it's fun and games. I'm just talking about that's how serious the word of God is in here.
Yeah.
God's trying to help you.
Yeah.
And thank God he don't hold back.
Amen.
To compromise, to pat you on the back.
Right.
I want God to bring it to me word upon word, no matter how much my flesh gets angry.
Amen.
The only thing that's going to get me out of here is this word. I need rapture and faith.
Amen.
Well, I'm glad I go to church and don't just preach the written word. And I only preach up to the seventh church age up there. And that said, I need somebody stepped in this eighth day.
Yeah.
Somebody realize the book's been opened. Because
yeah.
The prophet told me what we had up to that point wasn't enough, to get us out of here. Thank God that's not all we're hearing.
Yeah.
We go to a church that's got into these hidden things, these hidden mysteries.
Yeah.
Still in the Bible, still in the book, not on the outside of the book. But giving us something that says, it's time to go home.
Amen.
You don't get out of here because you live good. You don't get out of here because of this or that. You're going to get out of here by the same way everything else is worked by revelation.
Amen.
Oh, it's got me focused.
Yes,
it's got me wanting to do my job. For me, it's my house. I feel like lately I want to do more for God. Whatever I can do, let me do my part to get out of here.
Amen.
That's what I meant when I said I ain't got nothing else to do but serve God.
Yes,
just go ahead and give on in, Jeremiah.
Amen.
Just go ahead and serve God.
Amen.
Just let go.
Yeah.
And let God have his way.
Amen.
I don't care what I look like to the world. I don't care if I'm not popular. I don't care if they don't like me. I don't care if I lose this one or that one. I want to, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord.
Amen.
But this house, this church has been built right, and it needs more than just a pastor.
Yeah.
It needs more than just preachers. It needs more than just singers. It needs ameners. It needs tie payers. It needs church cleaners. It needs food preparers.
Right.
It needs somebody to just call me up and cheer me up every once in a while. Because the body's supposed to edify itself in love.
Amen.
Paul said in 1 Corinthians 12 chapter, if one of us suffer, we all suffer.
Yeah.
If one of us get up, we all get up.
Yeah.
We're one. We're together.
Amen.
I thank God I go to a church like that.
Amen.
I think it was Brother John saying Saturday at the men's fellowship, we got a church, or maybe Sunday night, we got a church that really is together.
Yeah.
We're one.
Yeah.
We ain't got a bunch of unbelief in here.
No.
We ain't got a bunch of gossipers in here.
No.
We ain't got a bunch of people going to talk behind your back.
Amen.
I ain't got time to worry about you. I got enough right here.
Yeah.
I ain't got time to worry about your kids. I got enough right over there.
Yeah.
I ain't got time to worry about your finances. I got enough right here.
Yeah.
I ain't got time enough to worry about how you're living. I got enough right here.
Yeah.
I ain't got time to worry about your job. I got a job right here.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about it.
Yeah.
If you're successful, I'm successful.
Yeah.
If you do your job, it's like I'm doing it. I'm part of a body.
Yeah.
If I'm the finger, when the thumb's moving, it's like I'm moving.
That's right.
Because I'm part of this body.
Amen.
When Brother Moore's preaching, I'm preaching.
Yeah. Amen.
When Brother Moore's the man with the greatest revelation, I'm the man with the greatest revelation.
Yeah.
He ain't left me behind.
Oh.
I got the same understanding Brother Moore has.
Yeah.
Why? Because he's part of the body.
Yeah.
He shares it with the body.
Amen.
The minute he gets it, you know what? I got it.
Got it.
That's how I feel about it.
Yeah.
When Jeremiah preaches something, you got it.
Yeah.
When James preaches something, you got it.
Yeah.
When Sister Moore does something, you got it.
Yeah.
We're one body here.
Yeah.
It has to work that way. I've got justified right here. I got sanctified right here. I'm part of that body. That was real justification, real sanctification. I'm part of that. Well, I'm part of you. I'm identified with you. I'm part of Fairborn Community Tabernacle. I want to represent you right. I want to be an ambassador for you. I want to, when they see me, to say, man, he must go to a good church. He's different. That's my desire.
Amen.
You meet some people, they probably wouldn't say that about me. I haven't always been good in every way, but I believe most people would. I ain't done that bad. I've tried to put God first. My work does know I go to church on Wednesdays and Sundays. I ain't told my preacher yet, though. That's on a need-to-know basis. And they don't need to know yet. That time will come when it comes, if it comes. But my point being, thank God we go to the church that's built right. And it takes us all. And God knows what he's doing. Always, that's the thing, so sweet. Everything's in place. Everything's right in its place. God even has this body with the people in it that are supposed to be in it. We're a part of the universal bride of Jesus Christ. We're part of the 2,000-year-old bride of Jesus Christ, and you realize we're part of the living bride of Jesus Christ. You know, there might even be some churches that sing better than us. If they sing good, I sing good too. I'm identified with them. I identify Brother Fred Mullins' church. That's a part of God's body. They got a gift there that I don't have. Now, we got some good singers in there, but I don't want to hurt your feelings. Okay, good. Not quite like that. But you know what? I'm identified with them. They sing good, I sing good. But my point being, God knows what he needs everywhere to make up this universal bride of Jesus Christ. Now I'm going to the bigger house. We were here, now I'm going to the bride. God has built this bride to the T exactly what it needed. There has not been one part where he failed. There hasn't been one piece that hasn't went together right. And it was a masterpiece, and he had it hit so the devil couldn't even touch it. And we didn't even know it was getting built. But when he was done, he showed the whole thing. And we're thinking, oh my goodness, look at that beautiful bride. And he built it, started on a firm foundation, and he ain't looked back ever since. He's done everything he needed to do. I am going to read one quote tonight before I close, because I've got to read it for Brother Moore's sake. Because he's going to like it. Because it's backs what he's been preaching lately. And you know, when God starts preaching some things that you haven't thought about, you see quotes you've never seen the way you've seen them before. So I got one of those tonight. But, not to stay on too long, I was thinking about it this week. That taking in that seed was God building the body. You know, because we've been guilty sometimes. Oh, the devil's winning. We're going in. The devil ain't winning. That's God building his body. Because God knew, except the corn of wheat falls into the ground, it abides alone. He says, I got to take this in the ground so I can get more than just four. I need seven. So the whole time he's progressing forward, saying, build my body. I'm taking it in so I can come right back out. Because this body ain't one age. It ain't two ages. It's a seven-age body. I always like how Brother Branham said it. He said, Jesus sat there in that meteor seat until all seven ages showed up. Until all seven names showed up. He didn't come too early. He didn't come in the fifth age. He didn't come in the fourth age. God was not after a half bride. He wanted this full body. And God's been building it perfectly from the beginning all the way until he capped this thing off. And God in it himself. Amen. That's where we are tonight. Amen. That falling away was part of God building his body. Yeah. Just like coming back out with justification, sanctification, restoration of the gifts, and full restoration of the word, and the Son of Man is part of his body. Right. He didn't make up a mistake, people. No, not one. What I like about it is I don't have to go back and redo justification. I don't have to go back and redo what Paul did, Messon. Nope. I don't have to go back and redo sanctification. Yeah. That was so perfect when it got built. I don't have to add to, take away. It's exactly, that's why God, you know, that's the other quote I had. Brother Branham said, there's three things you must not do. You must not misinterpret the word of God. You must not misplace the word of God. And you must not dislocate the word of God. He don't need help. He's done it right. You don't add to his word, take away to his word, try to get outside of his Bible. God put that word and it is perfect. God, anything he's ever made, anything he's ever built, anything he's ever put together is perfect. Amen. He's never made one mistake. This Bible is perfect. Amen. It contains in it the full word of God. Amen. You don't have to go outside this book. It's all in that book. He's the greatest author and he wrote it exactly. That's why Genesis to Revelation ties together and dovetails so perfectly. Amen. And Brother Bram says you don't need your misinterpret it because you'll have it over here meaning something and God brings his word to pass. That's how he interprets his word. He don't need you to make it mean this. Oh, he's coming back to trump and they'll misinterpret it, think there's some big trumpet getting blown in the air. Don't realize it's just the word of God down here. But God will interpret it by bringing it to pass. Don't misplace. Don't try to preach Luther's message in your age. You're misplacing where you are. Don't try to build Noah's Ark. That's what he was saying.
Yeah.
And don't dislocate. Don't put the head down here at the feet.
Right.
The head needs to be above the shoulders.
Yeah.
You know why that's important? We're not the shoulders people. Not part of this great big bride. Talking about bigger than you and me. I'm talking about bigger than this church.
Right.
In this church, you might be the shoulders. But we're not the shoulders over there.
No.
We're the headship.
Amen.
We're the capstone.
Yeah.
You can't put it down at the feet. We got to lead in the front.
Yeah.
We're the ones directing the whole body.
Yeah.
I can't dislocate who I am. We speak for the entire bride.
Amen.
We're the final voice to the final age.
Yes.
Don't dislocate the head and put it down by the feet. It's got to be above the shoulders. It's got to be above the eyes.
Amen.
The eyes were the last moving part.
Yes.
If you put it below the eyes, you get it wrong.
Amen.
We're the headship. We're the capstone.
Amen.
We're the one that the life came back to the body.
Yes.
Without us, they couldn't be made perfect.
Amen.
And without them, we wouldn't have been perfect.
Amen.
The body was built perfect.
Yes, sir.
Together.
Amen.
Watch how you know how God built it off the word.
Amen.
Upon this rock. Up to this revelation. Revelation of what? The Word.
Amen.
He's built it all the way through.
Amen.
Every single age. He built in Irenaeus' age upon the Word that Irenaeus preached.
Mm-hmm.
He built Martin's age upon the Word that Martin preached.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if Martin only had a portion of it.
Right.
That was what was meant for that day.
Right.
And that was how God was building that day. Because God was working on a masterpiece and God knows how to build right.
Amen.
They weren't losing. They were winning.
Amen.
So let me read that. I think you'll like it. Now, this is the masterpiece. Brother Ram's talking. It's a little lengthy, but I'll try to jump down to the point I want to get to. Notice it started out as the original. Jesus said, the Word of God is a seed that a sower sowed. And he was the sower. The seed was the Word. And notice, any seed that abides alone never does nothing. It's got to fall in the ground to bring forth its production again. And the seed, that perfect church, fell in the ground at Nicaea, Rome. It should become a denomination. Now, historians remember that, and you that's going to hear this tape, check it out and find out that's not right. The church died at Nicaea, Rome. Jumping on down. He said, the silent God. The God through 1,000 years of dark ages sat still and never moved a hand and watched faithful martyrs go down, go to lion pit and be burnt by the Romans, assassination of all kinds, women stripped of their clothes, set fire to their long hair and with tar and burned them. Remember, short hair first began in Rome. And the women of the Christians had long hair, so they dipped it in tar and set them afire and burned them and them naked and fed them to lions. And the writer, because the silent God was a book, goes to say, where is God? Listen, Brother Ram, oh, the blindness of man sometime. Do you not know that seed had to die? He never tried to deliver them. They went down in victory.
Amen. Yes,
oh, that I like that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he never tried to deliver them. They went down in victory, Brother Moore. They did exactly what they were supposed to do. They were building the body when it didn't even look like they were building the body.
Amen.
They went down in victory. They went down bleeding and dying, giving their lives. Why? It was a seed, and it had to fall on the ground. The corn of wheat's got to fall on the ground, die, and not only die, but rot. But little did that denomination know that that life was still there. And he starts talking about how it came right back out.
Amen.
I love how he said they went down in victory.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did.
God held back. Yeah. On purpose, Brother Bram said.
Amen.
And they think he was a silent God, but God was the whole time saying, they're going down in victory. I'm building my church. Masterpiece getting built.
Amen.
God builds everything right.
Amen.
That's what my title was, built right. That's what I was going to say. Because I was thinking I was going to start from the individual and work my all the way up this church. I was even going to eventually tell you the earth was built right. And it's going to come out right at the end.
Amen.
It will be nothing out of cater. It won't be off its axis. It'll be right the way it's supposed to by the time we get to that new heaven and new earth.
Amen.
It'll be justified, sanctified, and burned off the way it's supposed to, brother. That's built right. God builds things right. And we are in here, as Brother Moore challenges, how you build in your house, as Paul challenges, watch what you build with. It's just one revelation, much information, people. It starts with one revelation. And from there, you just keep growing off word upon word upon word upon word. Now, there's not a rule that says you got to have this many words. It only takes one revelation. But you keep coming to church and you keep eating, you'll get stronger, stronger, and stronger. You'll grow and grow and grow. You'll take care of this house. You'll take care of your house. You'll be part of this body. And you'll be part of that body. It all tied together. You build right on that word of God, and you'll automatically take care of the rest of those things. It'll come out right every time. Brother James, I'm going to read this scripture because I just feel like I should put a scripture in. I do like to do that, to be honest with you. I believe in this word. This is the 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter. I'm going to jump down because he was talking about the body and how we're all baptized by one spirit. And you can't get rid of the hearing, can't get rid of the seeing. Verse 19, if they were all one member, where were the body? But now are they many members, but yet one body. And the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee, nor can the head to the feet, I have no need of thee. Nay, much more these members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary. And those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor, and our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness. For our comely parts have no need, but God hath tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to that part which lacked. In other words, God was building. He built it perfect. That there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. Whether one member suffer, all members suffer with it. Or one member be honored, all members rejoice with it. Now ye are the body of Christ, and the members in particular. Amen. I like that. You know, when you're a member in particular, you know what that resonates with me. You're so peculiar, you're so particular, that what God's saying there, it wouldn't even be a complete body without you. You have a particular purpose, a particular place you play. Use that on the devil. Use it in your own house. Use it in your own individual walk. Use it as part of this church. Well, do I do it? I'm devil. This body needs me. This bride needs me. I'm a particular member of this bride of Jesus Christ. But I just thought about you. You do more than just give out the mint, but that's part of the body. Give me that mint. I want it all. I just thought of that, but I'm just telling you. Your member in particular. Thank God for this body. Thank God for that body. Thank God for this body. Thank God for my house over there. Whatever house I've been able to get to, God's built them right. It's all built on the Word of God. That's how you got to do it. That's how it works. God bless you and love you. Come on, Pastor.
Bless you, Brother Jeremiah. Amen. My goodness. I walk away sometime after preaching and I go home, you know, we think, is anybody even getting it? Or do you understand what I'm trying to say? And to have Jeremiah follow up with a message like that, that's amazing. Amen. It's good. He built it right. God builds right. Amen. God never had, he's never had to put a brick in and take it out and put a different one in. Everything that he put on this house, it's particularly placed in there on purpose. God did it on purpose. And he chose you on purpose. You are particular, and nobody could fit in this building where you fit. If you think about your body, every piece of your body is all different. It's all unique. But you can't take one part and put it somewhere else. It wouldn't even fit right. It wouldn't work right. It has to be where it is. And you are part of a body, whether you're talking about this house, your home house, your family, or the body of Jesus Christ. God's got you specifically placed there for a specific thing. If it's the intestines, if it's the whatever, name it. You know, the heart, the lungs, the liver. Every one of them have something different to do in the body. But yet it takes all of it to make the body complete. And it's like the body of Jesus Christ. We're all different. We come from different walks. We come from different backgrounds. We come from different things. But you know what? You can't do what I do, and I can't do what you do. And we're all particular. We're all different, But when it's all said and done, it's all God in the body. So don't kick yourself because you're an appendix. You need it. You say, well, they can take your appendix out, but God put it in there because it has a job to do. You know, and any whatever part of the body you are, don't kick yourself because you're that part of the body. Embrace the fact that you're part of the body. And thank God that you're part, because you are fearfully and wonderfully made. God don't make junk. He doesn't make junk. And he does it in such a way that he just takes care of every bit of it. Now, thank God that he can declare the end from the beginning, and thank God he had foreknowledge. Could you imagine God trying to do this without foreknowledge? It wouldn't work. He'd say, I think I'm going to give Jay eternal. I'm going to give him a predestination. I don't know. But, no. Or Jay go out and he does something. I shouldn't have given him that. Or I think I'll take my little seed back. You know, no, that ain't the way God works. He knows by his foreknowledge, before he even give you eternal life, by his foreknowledge, he already knew what you were going to do with his word. That's why he doesn't make junk. So by the time you got to the place where you heard the word and received the word, God already knew you were going to do it. God already knew you were going to go all the way. If you wouldn't going to go all the way, God wouldn't even give you the Holy Ghost. You say, I got the Holy Ghost. So, well, if you got the Holy Ghost, then I mean, God already seen you go all the way. So quit worrying about the day you're going to fall off. Quit worrying about when Satan's going to get you. He's not going to get you. You're wonderfully made. God's made you just right, and you're going to go all the way because you're part of a body, a body, a body. And if you think about it, this body and your natural family body, they dovetail together because you're both trying to serve God together. You love one another. You're both going after the same thing, serving God. Oh, I don't do it the way Jeremiah's house does it, and he doesn't do it the way Ted does it, and Ted doesn't do it the way that Warren does it. But the bottom line is we all want to serve God. And then that's why if we can bring all of our houses into this house and we all dovetail together. Amen. Because we're all going after the same thing. It's going to be the same way with the body of all ages. We're not going to get there and bump heads with Paul. We're not going to get out of Irenaeus to tell him off because he didn't have as much as Paul. We're going to dovetail together with them just like we dovetail together every time we come to the house of God. Because this body dovetails with that body, which dovetails with this body, which dovetails with that body. And it's going to be God when it's finished, all in all. And all these little trinkets and all these little isms and schisms and all these little differences we have amongst ourselves that you know what? My differences between me and Clarice, we're different night and day. But that doesn't keep us from having a home together. We've been married 37 years, going on 38 years. You know, somehow God, who is rich in mercy. But we don't dovetail together because of her and myself are just so one. We dovetail together because of the Word of God. We don't dovetail together with this church because we all like duck fishing together. We're all fishermen and we all go, no. We dovetail together because of the Word of God. Same way it's going to be with us when we get together with all ages. We're going to dovetail together because of the Word of God. Nothing else. Everything else will fade away. Boy, God does build right. Amen. Well, it's good to have you all here. It's good to see Don Parnell up and at it. I thank God for that. And you know, he did it right. He came back and said, hey, if I've done anything to offend you, forgive me. I'm probably the one that he cut the hardest. But he and I are friends. He loves me and I love him. And we weren't going to let nothing separate us.
Amen.
And that's an example for the bride here. Amen. That's an example for the bride around the world. Because your love for each other should supersede anything else. Now, the Bible said love covers a multitude.
Yes.
And I always tell my church, I always tell them, yeah, I don't know if you ever heard me say it, but I've said it. I said, if you come back and you don't even have to tell us where you've been, you don't have to come and tell us a bunch of details and all this stuff, we don't even want it. He just said, I love y'all. Y'all love me. Forgive me if I've ever done anything. That's it. Psh, move on. Next. But that's an example to everybody in this church.
Yes.
And everybody around the world.
Amen.
If me and Don Parnell can be friends, anybody can be friends.
Amen.
He loves me and I love him.
Amen.
Amen. And God knows what he's doing. He don't make mistakes. He doesn't make junk. But he knows what he's doing with us. And God builds it right.
Yes.
This church is built right.
Yes.
And I'm talking about the church of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Y'all thought I was talking about 1744. I'm talking about the church of Jesus Christ. We are built right.
Yes.
And if we're built right, then he's going to take this building home. That's what he promised he's going to do. So I appreciate that, Brother Parnell. Thank you very much. Come on, musicians. We're going to close. Now, this Saturday, you sisters are having your brunch at 10. And y'all asked me to give y'all something to think on. So I went home on Monday morning and I thought of something. I said, okay. So I don't know. We'll see what happens Saturday. I'm barging in on all your sisters on your little party. So, and if you, and I don't know, I may stay the whole time, may just stay a little bit. I don't know. We'll wing it. We'll play it by ear. We may hit those topics or we may not. Just see what the Lord has in mind. And that's Saturday morning. And don't forget Sunday, me and a few of us are going to be going down to Brother Jerry Allen's little Bethlehem for services Sunday morning. So we won't be here, but Brother Jay will be burning down the house. He better build it back before I get back. So that'll be Sunday morning, then Sunday night Bible study. So keep those things in mind. Jeremiah, I really enjoyed that. I'm glad you didn't use your notes. I'm glad you didn't use your notes. Amen. I saw when I wanted to sing, but I don't see it now. Oh, well. Somebody got something? Heaven's Jubilee. There you go. So I'm glad morning we shall see Jesus in the air, coming after you and me. Joy is ours to share. What rejoicing there will be when the saints shall rise, headed for that Jubilee yonder in the skies. Amen. God bless you. Some glad morning we shall see Jesus in the air, coming after you and me. Oh, what joy to share. What rejoicing there will be when all the saints shall rise, headed for that Jubilee yonder in the sky. Yes, oh, what singing and oh, what shouting, all that happy morning when we all shall rise. Oh, what glory, hallelujah, when we meet our blessed Savior in the sun. Well, it seems that now I almost see all the saints dead, rising for that Jubilee that is just ahead. In a twinkling of an eye, changed with them to be all the living saints of God. Yes, oh, I'm singing and oh, I'm shouting. Oh, that happy morning when we are.
blessed Savior in the when with all the heavenly hosts we begin to sing, singing in the Holy Ghost, how the heavens will ring. Millions there will join our song, with them we shall be. Praising Christ through ages long, heaven's jubilee. Yes, oh, I'm singing, and all was shouting on the happy morning when we all shall rise. Oh, a glory, hallelujah, when we meet our blessed Savior.